Welcome back to my Subaru. And now that we are done with Psalm 23, what I've decided to do, at least for this week, is to base the devotions off of five of my favorite quotes by Corrie Ten Boom. Now, if you listen to the message from Sunday, I used a couple of quotes and I shared a little bit about the story of Corrie Ten Boom. Corrie Ten Boom was a Dutch or Holland Christian, a follower of Christ, during the rise of Nazi Germany. And during World War II, she actually, along with her family, sheltered in place many, many Jews and helped them get to safety. When they finally caught her, they arrested her and her family, including her mom, her father, her sister, her brother, and 30 Jews that were currently in her house at that time, and put them in concentration camps. Her sister never survived the concentration camp, but she did. She actually was released on a clerical error, and a week later, they killed every woman in her age group at the concentration camp that she had lived in. She went on for the next 33 years to have a prolific speaking and writing career. She traveled to at least 65 countries and spread the gospel of hope and of forgiveness. And so today's quote is one of my favorite, and it has to do with forgiveness. It says, "Forgiveness is setting the prisoner free, only to find out that the prisoner was me." What a powerful quote about forgiveness. Corrie Ten Boom actually tells the story of when she was speaking at one time in Berlin, Germany, and one of the very guards that used to watch her and her sister while they showered, it was demeaning, it was evil, but at some point after World War II, this guard actually found Christ and experienced the forgiveness and the love of God. But he still needed to hear it from one of the victims, one of the women that had been in the concentration camps. He heard she was speaking, and she went to hear her speak and approached her after she spoke. She describes it, and I'll show a clip here of her actually, in her own voice, telling about that experience. But I want to give you one more quote that she used as a result of this encounter with this guard, as she struggled with forgiving him. It did not come naturally, it did not come easy. But listen to what she says. "Forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart." You see, what she's saying there is that she allowed her will to override her emotions and what she felt in the moment. But it was a powerful moment, not only for her, but for the guard who received forgiveness. And so enjoy this clip.
It was some time ago that I was in Berlin. And there came a man to me and said, "Mr. Boom, I am glad to see you. Don't you know me?" And suddenly I saw that man. That was one of the most cruel overseers in concentration camp. And that man said, I'm now a Christian. I have found the Lord Jesus. I read my Bible and I know that there is forgiveness for all the sins of the whole world, also for my sins. I have forgiveness for the cruelties I have done. But then I have asked God's grace for an opportunity that I could ask one of my very victims forgiveness. And Fräulein Ten Boom, will you forgive me? And I could not. I remembered the suffering of my dying sister through him. But when I saw, when I experienced that I could not forgive, suddenly I knew I myself have no forgiveness. But I was not able, I could not, I could only hate him. And then I took one of these beautiful texts, one of these boundless resources, Romans 5:5. And thank you, Father, that your love is stronger than my hatred and unforgiveness. That same moment, I was free. And I could say, brother, give me your hand. And I shook hands with him. And it was as if I felt God's love stream through my arms. You never touch so the ocean of God's love as that you forgive your enemies. Can you forgive? No. I can't either. But he can.
I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where someone offended you, someone hurt you, someone betrayed you, and it was just so difficult to let go of it. It was so extraordinarily hard to forgive. I hope you'll take encouragement from Corrie Ten Boom's own personal story about letting go, about forgiving. It is not possible in your own strength, perhaps, to forgive. But I can assure you that God will give you the strength. And it is not something that you do once and then it's over. You may need to, on a regular basis, let go. Let go of the hurt, let go of the pain, let go of the offense, let go of the betrayal, whatever it may be. And allow the Holy Spirit to come into your life and heal those deep wounds, those hurts. It's for your benefit that you forgive. Like someone said once, unforgiveness is the poison that we drink hoping the other person will die. And so if there's someone that you need to forgive, just take some time today and bear in mind what Corrie Ten Boom said in her own words. It's an act of the will. You can allow your will to override what you're current feeling. Your feelings are just feelings. Don't deny your feelings. Don't stuff your feelings. They are what they are. But your will has the power to override what you're feeling. So hang in there. Keep forgiving. And just remember the price that Jesus paid to forgive your sins. God bless you guys. See you next time.